Hey guys, it's another episode of Boss Barrel Radio.
That's us.
Welcome to Wednesday, fellas, because it is I hate dates. August 3rd.
August 3.
It's at 8311. Nothing cool there.
Yeah, nothing really.
Yeah.
Although 8 and 3 makes 11.
Yeah, that's true. But 11 will be cooler.
Yeah.
Because of Skyrim.
What?
Skyrim.
What's that?
Elder Scrolls 5.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Skyrim.
I always called it Skyrim.
Really?
It's Skyrim is when, you know, you're jumping out of an airplane and you get a rim job.
Oh.
That's Skyrim.
Dude, I was going to go for that this weekend, actually.
Didn't do it? Couldn't commit.
Oh, man. It's a tricky business, Skyrimming.
Well, like, My bits and pieces were going to be just flailing all over the place, yep. You know, nude skydiving is just...
Duct tape.
Windburn is the worst.
Yeah. Skyrimming, I don't know, man. More like got fruit salad tosser coming up here shortly.
I already get enough toss salads at the cheesecake,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. All right, guys, this is...
Elder Scrolls 6, Cleveland Steamer.
Steamland. Yep. It's Cleveland. Anyway, John, Ryan, Griff, we're here to talk to you about video games and stuff.
Mm.
You guys got any stuff you want to talk about? John, you see any movies?
I saw Captain America and Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what'd you think of Captain America?
It was better than I thought it was. I didn't go into it thinking it was going to be very good.
Okay.
But I was like, well, it's Marvel, and I haven't been upset by Marvel for the past, like, five movies.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Captain America is...
I can't wait till... It's a great setup for the next
movie. Exactly. That's what it is. It's a great prequel.
I can't wait until they do a Fantastic Four Captain America
Matchup,
yeah.
Scissoring?
Wow. All the sexual encounter you could ever want from a Boss Barrel episode.
Why would you want that?
It's the same dude.
Oh, you're talking with, yeah. Yeah, but Johnny Storm is dead currently. Human Torch is currently dead in the Marvel Universe.
Like,
so they're
the
safe.
The movies don't follow that,
they're
though.
They're safe. They're safe, man.
The movies don't follow that.
Yeah, huh?
Okay, so...
Yeah. Spider-Man's dead, too.
So here's the break.
Isn't that weird?
No, here's the break. Like, because Sony owns Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man's, not Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why The Amazing Spider-Man is going to come out as a Marvel movie property.
Yeah, but I swear in the beginning of the Spider-Man movies, it had all Marvel stuff.
No, yeah, it does, because it's, like, still the property of Spider-Man, like, as a name is owned by Marvel. Mm. But those movies were created by Sony Entertainment. So... They are
who's like playing Spider-Man?
Like the ugliest Peter Parker you've ever seen. This kid's nose is bigger than his eyes.
Is it a requirement to be weird looking to be Peter Parker?
I like him as a Peter Parker.
I really don't. I think if his nose was smaller, it would help me out. But he still looks weird.
He's gonna be wearing a mask most of the time.
I think it's fine because it's like Spider-Man should be nerdy and awkward and not quite like Tobey Maguire. Where
is
it's
it
like,
the guy from?
It's like depressive, nerdy, and awkward. Like.
You know who'd be funny? The guy
Michael Cera.
No. The guy from The New Kid. No,
what is
never
the
seen
new?
It. He's like a really skinny white
dude.
Oh,
the kid
like,
who was like in Road Trip too, and played like the guy that never talked.
Wait. What about that Jesse Eisenberg guy?
What about him? Think he'd be a good Spider-Man? He's like he's too like neurotic.
Maybe. He was all right as being like the awkward
Jay Biebs is. Spider-Man.
That would be
the most top-grossing
movie of all time.
Lil Spidey. That's your Batman, Spider-Man movie right there. JB, Justin Bieber as Spider-Man, and Lil Bow Wow as
Batman. Lil Bow Wow or...
Who's going to play Tuba?
Who's the...
Ooh, who is going to play Tuba?
Freaking...
Ryan Reynolds.
Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith, is that his name?
What's her name?
Willow.
Willow Smith, yeah. Should be good.
She's whipping her tuba back and forth.
Uh-huh.
I whip my tube back and forth.
Oh, man. I saw that. Did you go check out that Dark Knight Rises trailer?
No, I didn't.
You saw it?
It was in the Captain America movie.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Real trailer?
Yeah.
Like with the, where it showed Bane and Catwoman and all that stuff? Or was it a teaser trailer?
Where it was like 3 minutes long, but I don't think I saw Bane or Catwoman.
No, you saw
them. What about like a dude that was like covered in like spidery veins and had like just was like mostly naked and ripped all the time?
Pretty sure I would have remembered that.
Catwoman jumping around.
We'll have to. We'll have to watch this after podcast real quick because I saw the teaser.
I think it's not
which
good.
Was terrible. Just it's worthless. And then Griff says there's the new one that I haven't seen yet, so I kind of want to see that.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, it's like at the beginning, the epic to the final conclusion.
Yeah.
Is that the one you saw?
Yeah.
You saw Captain America, right?
Yeah.
That was at the beginning of that.
It wasn't that the one that I saw.
Not the one I saw either.
I think partly because we went there while Comic-Con was going on, so I bet this was a post-Comic-Con announcement.
Maybe. I also saw Cowboys and Aliens.
How was that?
Good. Like
Harrison, I saw Harrison Ford on Conan last night.
Harrison Ford. Okay, so don't. Harrison Ford, like some actors, should not be seen like outside of movies.
No, actually, he was really funny. Like the way he doesn't do anything or talk, and he's like really like just grumpy.
Yeah, that's who Harrison Ford has become. Like grumpy Han Solo.
He was like, I hate the Smurfs.
Good. I fucking hate the Smurfs too.
We grossed over the Smurfs.
Yeah.
And then they brought out a Smurf doll for him, and the whole time he had the doll, he was like trying to rip the head off. but go on.
Awesome. No, Harrison Ford's character in there is actually really pretty good. Like,
is he old and grumpy?
Yeah, he's old and grumpy, and at some point his character like is built out to have a little bit of a heart. It's just so the thing is like the thing with the movie, and I can't believe I agreed with somebody who I don't normally agree on things with this about this, but it's like the longer that movie is cowboys, the better that movie is, and then when it starts to really become more alien, the worse that movie starts to become. The aliens remind me a lot of frog people.
Cowboys versus aliens or cowboys versus alien?
Cowboys aliens. And aliens.
Okay. Oh, cowboys and aliens.
So I thought like, it was versus.
No.
Oh, no, that's no. Just what my dreams are.
No, it's okay, so this I'm gonna blow your guys' minds for a second. Cowboys and Indians?
What about it?
Cowboys Indians? And aliens. Okay. That's all, that's what that title is based on.
Uh-huh.
You would always go around and play Cowboys and Indians.
Uh-huh. That's racist. I never played that.
So you subtract Indians and insert aliens?
Exactly. That's what this is. That's Cowboys and Aliens. That's sweet. That's where the title
Who
for this comes
from. Who plays the aliens?
From. CGI frog people.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's.
Well, this has been true for a while.
But movie's good. It's
I
not.
I want to check it out.
It is exactly what you expect it to be.
The theater actually going, do I want to see Cowboys and Aliens or Captain America?
You probably made the right choice. Captain America, at least you know what you're getting. Cowboys and Aliens, it could be anything.
True.
No, I'm pretty sure there would have been cowboys.
Yeah, it's really good Western at the beginning, like Daniel Craig doing some like stone faced. He is the Clint Eastwood in this movie where he's like the stranger, and he just like he just straight out messing up dudes in the beginning of that movie, and it's pretty
good.
Does
he wear a white hat or a black hat?
Black hat.
Ooh,
black hat.
Dangerous.
No, okay, black hat. White shirt. Well, stained white shirt. Vest. And then, like, tan chaps.
Huh.
Is this the new James Bond?
Yeah, Daniel Craig.
No. Is Cowboys and Aliens? Is it the new James Bond?
James Bond, Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yeah. It's like the, like...
Back so, when, M's like, in it?
Ancestry to James Bond.
Yep.
Actually,
It's a broccoli production.
That's his new watch on his hand. That's what it is, right?
It's the beginning of the Q. It's the R watch. It's the R watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it shoots
lasers.
It'd be the P watch.
Whatever.
P watch.
That sounds like something you have to do when you're babysitting.
P watch?
Yeah, P watch.
Sounds like a pool job.
There's the lifeguard, and right next to him is the pee guard. You just make sure there's no like green liquids coming around the pool. Hey,
that's a myth. I've tested it.
Hey, no peeing in the pool.
They don't do that.
They don't do that.
I tested it.
I dare you. Do it right now, then, if they don't do it. Do it. Do it. Oh, do it right now. We're in the pool.
Oh, pee. Oh, yeah. Podcasting in the pool. I forgot.
That would be really cool one day.
Oh, man. Podcast in the pool.
I'm sure the sound would just absorb in the water.
We just wrap this thing in plastic, right?
That's right.
It works.
Yeah.
Shit ton of cellophane.
Or you could bring the pool inside and like wrap yourself in plastic and fill it with water.
There you go.
Let's just fill this room with water.
Well, you know, we could just do it in a kiddie pool.
Yeah, but then it's still in the microphone.
We could just do it in the kiddie pool on the stand and just...
We could put it
in the box. That's entirely possible.
We could just put the microphone in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they float, right?
Yeah.
Until they get really soggy.
And then we could have cup phones into the box.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, perfect.
Problem solved. Nice work.
Well, or even better, we could just do walkie-talkies placed strategically around the microphone so that we're from the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? Just thinking.
Yeah,
thinking.
You keep it on.
We have to do all walkie-talkie talk, too.
That's Skype. Great. Everybody Skypes into the computer.
Yep, perfect.
Set to go.
Yep.
This thing just runs itself.
Be the greatest thing ever.
So, guys, you want to talk about video games?
Sure, why not?
Great. Ryan, you been playing anything?
Yeah, I've been playing some stuffs.
What you been playing?
What was that? Red Faction Armageddon.
Oh, that's right.
I beat that a couple times.
Again.
Yeah. There's downloadable content for it, but it's not out yet, so I didn't get to play that. But
I don't think that'll ever come out.
It's really cool. After you beat it, you get to unlock cheat weapons, but you can still beat the game on harder modes with those cheats enabled and still get the achievements.
Uh-huh.
So you can fly through it, and it's fun. It's just mass destruction. Like, there's this one laser that's a huge red laser, probably like a foot in diameter. It's the P-Laser.
Is it the disintegration beam? Just makes things not exist.
No, you shoot it, and it goes, and you can move it around while it's got like a two-second, like charge, like, and after everything you've touched, like, the biggest explosions in the game go off from everything you've touched with this laser.
Oh, so while it's shooting, it doesn't really do any damage, and then after it shuts off, all the explosions?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like amazing destruction.
Gambit in a gun.
Yeah, or like how you imagine lasers in anime, where they, like, slice through a mountain, and then it blows up.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
But yeah, pretty much you can go through the entire game on hard mode with that laser gun and just kill everything.
Cool.
I've also been playing a game. I popped it in the other day, and it's a pretty good game, Mass Effect 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. As good as that game is,
the old faithful.
As good as that game is, it could be better.
Yeah.
The combat...
It doesn't age well.
No, the combat compared to all these other games like Gears of War and Vanquish, like the third person combat is just sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going back through on hard mode, so like it's just so many ridiculous deaths that don't need to happen because the button presses aren't like giving me what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like the control.
See, and this is why I'm excited to play Mass Effect 3 with Kinect. Garrus, shoot face.
Do work.
Garrus, kill yourself.
Do you know in Mass Effect 3, are they updating the combat, or is it going to be slow and sluggish?
It'll be updated.
It is.
Dude, E-Tool laser blade sword thing.
Omni-Tool stabbing.
Yeah, I know about that. It's just like wanting to take cover. And
have you watched any of the videos?
I have.
The gameplay videos for it? Okay.
No.
It moves at a higher rate, and there's more... it does seem like it's taken the next step. Yeah. But again, the game is an RPG. It's not a third-person shooter.
Playing it on the hard mode, it's no longer an RPG. You have to be fucking good at shooters to beat that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. But that's your own fault. Playing it on hard mode.
That's the only achievement. Oh, I downloaded all the new downloadable content for it. There was like six things. I was like, okay. So I downloaded all that. I haven't touched it once yet because
some of them are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are good. Some of them are worthless.
Yeah.
Like that stupid.
Like, all in all, it was like $15.
The Firewalker missions are free.
Yeah.
Firewalker is free.
There's a free one? I don't think I got that one.
The Firewalker is free.
I got the Arrival.
Yep, that's the newest one. That came out this year.
Got the Shadow Broker.
That came out last year at the end of the year.
The
Overlord.
Overlord. And
that's
then
like
the
sci-fi thriller space. Supercomputer one.
That's the big one too. That's compared to the like everything that's been downloaded.
What's
the biggest content
the
and the most expensive one?
What is the
Tali one?
That's the other one that I downloaded.
The assassin chick.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking the thief one.
Oh, yeah, it's not Tali. It's...
No, it's a different... It's a new character. It's a new Kasumi. Character. Kasumi. Yeah, Kasumi. And you do the heist.
Yeah, thing. That was a good
one. It was all right. It was
okay. I liked it. I liked the guy that played the rich thief dude.
Mm. I was like, the problem with it though is you play those DLCs and you're like, I spent $15 on like 3 hours of gameplay.
They're a lot cheaper now. I'm assuming they're cheaper. I got all of them for $15.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
I mean,
I'm saying as for value day one, which is, you know, what is most important.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It seems like $15 for DLC is getting to kind of a weird value where like, Yeah, I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but now I mean, if you hold out for anything, of course it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah. So that I was bored and I had no games to play, so I went through and I was like, oh, Mass Effect. There's lots of things to download. So I got that. I've been playing a little Zombies too, but
yeah.
What is
Call of the Dead? Call of the Dead, Black Ops.
Oh,
Zombies.
Okay,
that game that's not actually fun.
You're playing the newest one or the second? You're not doing Annihilation or whatever it's called?
I refuse Shangri-La. To buy that map pack.
Why?
I'm done with Black Ops map packs.
Okay. This is where I put my foot down. It ends here.
Yeah, you got to start saving your money up for November.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking like a week off in September when Gears of War comes out.
Oh, man.
I'm going to stock up on energy drinks, water, and potato chips.
And, nice.
And call it a good week.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, beef jerky is the best thing to eat anytime you're doing any stuff.
At Come and Go, they have a deal right now that's buy 2 bags of Doritos for $2 and get a free, like, foot-long Slim Jim.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Slim Jim is not beef jerky, though.
No, but it's delicious.
Slim Jim is processed, mechanically separated turkey.
But like, it's delicious. Like, 2% of a Slim Jim is actual meat.
Get some real beef jerky.
The rest of it is, like, oil and grease.
Mm-hmm. Plastic, probably.
It still tastes delicious.
Sweat from Randy Savage.
Exactly. Rest in peace.
How they're still coming up with it, I don't know.
Yeah. I think they just captured enough.
Yeah, they just found a way to like clone it. At this
no, there doesn't need any more. There's just, you know, vats and vats
synthetic
of
synthetic Randy Savage. Exactly. Sweat.
No, I only use organic sweat. You better, perfect. Better mileage. Octane is better.
Perfect. Great.
Anything else? Anything?
Not really. No. I don't think so.
How's your Redbox situation going?
Good. I mean,
is it updating
recently? They updated it today when I was in Come and Go. I was like, I can't get anything right now.
Oh, they didn't update it, you said?
No, they did update it, but
Was there anything good?
I didn't look. The lady was literally updating it as I was there.
How do you update a Redbox? Like,
she had the side all pulled out.
And take out the old stuff. That's when you friggin' kick her in the head and take all of the games.
Well, what I would be thinking is, like, I want to see, like, just a giant clip. Like,
yeah, just it's like an ammo clip.
Yeah. Yeah, you unscrew the hatch, pop it open, and pull out this big, like, clear box.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it like, unsticks from the thing, and then you got to jam in this new big clear box, and that's, like, the updated movies. And
yeah.
But what's cool about Redbox, too, is because you can return them at any other Redbox. You don't have to go to the same one. I didn't realize that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
So I was at a different one, and that's where I got Red Faction Armageddon. I was like, I can just return this right next to my house. So it's pretty sweet.
There you go, Ryan.
Yep.
There you go.
Pretty
sweet. You know, if you rented a movie from a Blockbuster, you return it to any Blockbuster.
They still have Blockbuster?
See. Now we only have the choice of if you get a movie from Blockbuster here, you can return it to any Blockbuster. You really don't have much of a choice because it's going to be that same Blockbuster.
You found a Blockbuster.
Congratulations. You want to buy this mop bucket?
Yeah. How much popcorn do you need tonight?
All of our candy is buy
for one.
Buy one, get eight free.
Shit. Please just take it. Please.
We got to get rid of this.
I'm tired of eating it myself.
Exactly.
I have diabetes now.
You want a TV ceiling mount that'll hold 3 tube TVs?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, actually, I do.
You know what? I didn't think I wanted it until I saw it for sale. Now, I don't know how I can live without it.
Would you like this fake painted picture of Madonna?
Yep.
Machine painted picture of Madonna?
Absolutely. You into that? Yeah, yes, I do.
Okay, well, we've got the products for you.
We'll give you that, and then we'll give you a bunch of Star Wars posters, too.
Yep.
Perfect.
How much is this shelf with all these movies on it?
Yeah. $6.
I don't know how much you're willing to pay.
How many, what how sounds many reasonable to you?
Want to open right now? I will talk. I remember years ago when Blockbuster had that awesome thing where it was like summer game rentals, and you would go in there and you would pay like $20, and then you could just rent, like you'd have a game, one game out, and mm-hmm. you'd take it for as long as you want, and you bring it back, and you get another game. And it was like a trade out program for like 3 months in the summer. I utilized that a lot when I was younger.
Oh,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Destroy I didn't live near a Blockbuster, so I couldn't. It was saddening.
I live pretty far, but it was still worth it because it was like you traded out like four times and you already broken even. So
yeah,
for $20.
Yeah.
I suppose I didn't play as many games when I was younger either.
Hmm.
I played a lot, but not that many.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, what else have we been playing?
I destroyed Bastion.
Oh, you finished it. Good.
You destroyed it?
How did you destroy it? I broke it at some point.
Your narrator hard drive, just said, hey, just take it out.
And... hey, the kid decided to stop playing. Okay. It's like, oh. All right.
Do you have to re-download it?
Yeah. Nope, can't do it anymore.
It doesn't even show
husk,
up.
Just smoldering.
No, but I think I told both of you guys, this is the first game on Xbox that I full cleared. Yeah. I've not done it with any other. I've come really close on plenty of other games, but it's the only one I cared to do it.
Did you have that drive to finish it?
Did you have any full clears from PlayStation?
Oh, yeah. Lingering Shadows.
Oh, yeah, that one. Good choice.
Lost Planet 2.
Yeah, full clear, lost one.
Full
too.
Was worth it.
Yep.
worth it.
Worth all the burnt brain cells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I don't even know if you'd be able to do that because there's like achievements on it that are impossible.
Time based achievements, aren't there?
Uh huh. It's like play this game for 500 hours.
Yeah.
What were they thinking when they made that game?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What were they thinking when they made that achievement? Like, this is the only way we're going to get people to play this.
Just, I think a better question is just, what is Capcom doing?
I don't know. I really don't.
What are you
like,
doing?
Sometimes I just see the things that they're trying to do, and then I'm just like, who tells you that this is a good idea? Like, why?
I mean, it makes sense on paper. Like, somebody was probably like, oh, yeah, so you have to be online to play this game. That way nobody will be able to steal it because you check in with the server. And then they're like, yeah, let's do it. Green light, go. It's like, well, what if I don't have internet right now? I can't play this game anymore. I can't get onto the internet. So now I have $15 that I'm not able to access to something that I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Oh, man.
No, they don't know that people don't have the internet.
They're Capcom, dude. They're Japanese. They hate the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Wow,
let's make a DS game where it only has one save file and you can never delete it.
What?
So if somebody were to buy this game used, they would have a full clear save file and they could never make it.
What game is
like
that?
The Resident Evil Mercenaries game.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
The one for 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're doing to prevent used game buying?
I think that was just a poor decision.
It like, could be. Didn't think maybe far like maybe line. It is. Maybe it is. It's hard to say.
Like,
nobody knows what's going on there.
Like, did you read? Like, there's a short little.
Let's
like,
cancel Mega Man Legends 3 and then blame it on the fans.
Yeah, you guys just didn't want it enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was Europe that said that. Like, just some dude running the feet, like the fan community manager there. So that's not their official thing, but. Still, it's like, okay, so you make this game that's really interesting, and then
you're going to re-release Resident Evil 4.
And you pull it away, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we've got Resident Evil 4 in HD, and Resident Evil 3, was it Code Veronica, or was it 2? I forget which one.
I don't even know anymore.
In 2 HD.
2 is Code Veronica.
Okay, yeah. So then Resident Evil 3, Nemesis. I don't know. I don't know which one it is. Some one of those.
It's that. 3 is Nemesis, 2 is Veronica.
I don't remember which one it is, though. I'm saying which was made into HD.
Oh.
4 is out. It's like Nemesis. A bundle. Is it? Maybe it's 3 it code or 2 Code Veronica?
Yeah, because Nemesis kind of sucked.
I don't think I played it.
It's good.
I don't remember.
It's okay that
Dino
you didn't
Crisis,
play it.
Though. It's better than that. I want Dino Crisis pack.
Dude,
that was a movie.
Isn't a Dino Crisis pack? Doesn't that exist for PSN?
Oh, okay. What's that?
Doesn't Dino Crisis pack like exist for PSN?
Maybe
like 1, 2, and 3.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, for PlayStation Network, like, you can buy a pack of it. Ah, yeah, you can download Dino Crisis games. I don't know if you can download them in, like, a bundle. No. I have one, though. I don't know.
I don't know if you should ever do that, though.
I already own it, and I own the guy.
Dino Crisis is fucking Resident Evil with dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Instead of zombies.
Isn't that awesome?
Is it made by Capcom?
I don't think so. I can't remember who it was made by.
You know what else?
Do you have to find herbs?
You find a similar...
I don't remember. Like, you find spray plants. Cans or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember how you healed in that game. I remember that game was...
Med packs, probably.
Which one was it that was in space? Was it Dino Crisis 3?
3.
There's like...
Dinosaurs in space.
Dinosaurs on a space station. Exactly. You know, those are games
zombies.
Those are games that you play at the time, and you're just like,
that's a sci-fi movie, sci-fi channel spinoff. Dinosaurs in space versus zombies.
Oh. Would that be in space, or would that be
Space? It's dinosaurs from space and zombies.
No.
Would those be considered aliens?
I don't know. What are they zombies of? Are they Earth-based zombies, or are they...
What if they have zombies of other dinosaurs?
What's the best way to say that?
Zombie dinosaurs.
Zombie dinosaurs versus living dinosaurs.
Dinosaur space zombies? Is that the best way to say that?
You tell me.
That sounds good to me.
We should make a video game, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Hands in.
Put our collective minds together.
Dinosaurs.
Actually, that sounds more
we
like
we are coming up with so many things
a
right
bouncy
now.
Ball spinoff thing. Like.
No, man, that's like that's the dinosaurs that grow out of the ground and emit spores to create more dinosaurs.
No, that's the $1 iPhone app game.
Oh, right. Dinosaurs. Perfect. Or you plant your dinosaurs and grow them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You grow your goddamn. Yeah. See, this is how brainstorming for video games has to work.
That's a Facebook game where it's like, Robert just sent you a brontosaurus seed.
Yep.
Would you like to play Dino Spores?
No, I wouldn't.
Come on, just try it.
Facebook, you know what? You
got a raptor shrub here for you.
I'm old enough to drink, and that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, but you could drink while playing.
You can do this for free, John.
God damn it. Fine.
Just need one more Triceratops egg. That's all I need, seed. Man.
Egg seed.
Yeah. No, the seed grows into the egg.
Great.
I would play that game if every time you played it, it just said, clever girl.
Perfect.
I feel like there needs to be some licensing in order for that to happen.
Really? Do you think...
On the iPhone, probably
not. Who owns Jurassic Park and then...
On Facebook, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
What's the difference?
Let's just make an Xbox Live game for it.
There you go. Just an indie game.
Indie game.
Yeah.
As long as we have press start and then it says clever girl. We're good.
I just want a sound button instead. I want one of those like fart buttons or whatever you have for the iPod or iPad or iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a clever girl button.
Yep, the clever girl button. I can make that happen for you, bro.
Let's do it.
Okay, perfect.
I want it.
New page coming to bossbattle.com.
Please.
It's the button that says clever girl and you can't exit out of the page.
Mm-hmm. And then it plays the Star Wars music.
Yeah. I did also play Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Did you?
I downloaded that, but I didn't get to play it.
I did play it.
How is it?
Part of that game really wants me to play it.
What?
A part of my brain really wants me to play that game.
That game really wants you to play it?
I would figure all of that game would want you to play it.
Part of my brain sits there and goes... Yeah, this is kind of like Metroid, and this is kind of fun. And there's another part of my brain that's like, yeah, but I don't really want to pilot a ship.
Okay.
It's just...
Yeah, but you get so many extensions of your ship.
Dude. The game is weird.
You get the saw extension, or the...
the moment I fell in love with this game was when the game totally has a fucking scanner. You scan shit, and then I was just like...
Both of you guys play Shadow Complex?
Yeah, I only played a little
bit.
You should,
if you want a game to play, Ryan, like a real game that's like good and worth your time, you should go download Shadow
Complex. That's the one from Gears Epic, right?
It's Chair, actually, which is now owned by Epic. Okay. Yeah, but it's like a really good game.
Plus, Nathan Drake's in it.
Yeah, yep, the dude who does his voices in that game. Okay.
That guy looks like fucking Nathan Drake. It is a full-ass game,
not a downloadable game like size, tidbit size.
It's just a side-scrolling shooter, right?
Yeah, but it's like Metroid and Castlevania, and you get different attachments for your body, i.e. guns.
So my problem with this is
the gun that shoots foam.
My problem with this is that, like, it has that sort of Metroidvania
exploration thing. Like, you find the next thing to do, but you can't do it.
Yeah, and you're trying to figure that stuff out.
You're like, what's going in there?
But the problem with it is something about piloting a ship while you're doing it seems to not fit very well. It just doesn't seem like this is the means in which I want to be playing this game.
Right. I hear you there.
I feel like I would rather be jumping on crates and
let's go play Shadow Complex.
Yeah, I'm gonna, now that you mention this, like,
have you seen the boss battles? Have you played one yet?
Yeah, I did one. Yeah.
Which one?
It was a giant swirling. It is the Legion Ball from Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Mm.
Just spewing things in every direction. My problem with your little laser pistol, it does not shoot fast enough.
Okay.
It seems like it should be shooting a ton faster, and I've already upgraded it once. The
thing that I've heard that's most disconcerting about the quality of this game is that it is Metroidvania-style exploration of game design. However, it is too hand-holding, so it'll annotate your map, like, in every room you go in, and it'll say, like, it'll make a note on the map that's like, oh, you can't get through here right now. Mm. It's not just a block path, but it'll have the block path and say, you need to wait till you get this upgrade to use this upgrade on this wall.
Mm.
Or scan an enemy and it's like, this is what you do to beat this enemy.
Oh, yeah. No, it totally does that.
I watched a video on it and they were like, this game doesn't hold your hand at all.
That's the exact opposite of what happens.
No, basically, Griff is exactly right. Like, as I was playing this game, no, the game doesn't hold your hand at all if you decide to not look at any of the hints it gives you, or you decide not to scan anything. But if you scan things, it will tell you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like how to kill things. Like, use the blaster to kill this thing. Use the claw to kill this thing. Like, the controls are kind of mapped funny.
Huh.
Like, hold...
You sound troubled as you say this, John.
They're mapped funny, but at the same time, I understand why they're mapped the way they're mapped. Like, hold the right bumper to pull up your. It's like, hold the right bumper to pull up your like, item wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then use the right stick to control, while you're holding the right bumper, to, like, figure out which item it is you want to, select. So that's... I don't like holding.
Does everything pause and you're still floating?
You're still floating and you can still pilot.
And I think that's kind of weird.
I think that's the reason why that they do the right bumper instead of, say, the left bumper. And then I don't like having an item wheel come up and then I use the stick on the same side as the button to do it. Like, that to me seems...
Sounds like the worst thing ever, man.
It is the worst thing ever.
Griff. Jeez.
I'm just saying.
Did you buy this game?
No, I did not. Not yet. Okay, sort of considering buying it. But not really. Maybe I'll just go buy Shadow Complex.
You should buy Shadow Complex.
Yeah, is that $10 yet, or is it still $15?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's worth it. See,
I think I played the demo on that, and I was just like, yeah, okay.
I played the demo. Crazy. I liked it.
You're a crazy person.
It's some Castlevania.
How can you not like that game?
I don't know. I was never a huge fan of Metroid really or Castlevania.
So why do you want to play this game?
Yeah, why is this game appealing?
I don't know.
Crimson Alliance.
The art style of it, I'd really enjoy. I don't know.
All right. Michel Gondrier, right? Did I say that right? It's the dude that works for Disney, Pixar.
Yeah, it has a very... The aesthetic of it is very entertaining. I find the visual points of that game to be completely acceptable.
Cool.
And I feel like there's nothing actually going on, you're just flying around.
Oh, no, no, no.
Get to the next area.
Oh, no, no, no. There's like a 5-minute intro cutscene.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the cutscene.
That was just like, oh, God. Like,
what is happening?
Did you see the epic, like, crazy thing that's going on? That, like, this evil... It's like fucking Samurai Jack. It's like this evil entity from across the galaxy is going through space.
Sure.
And, like... attaches itself to the sun of this dying of this planet.
This is a very interpretive opening where you're like, what is happening
here?
It's
like, yeah, no words in this entire game. And then just this
that's
one.
What, yeah, that's what I was like.
This one lone alien on this planet's like, I gotta stop this.
But they don't say that, do they?
No.
That's, so that, how do you that know was appealing to me right
just,
there.
It just seems like it.
No words, just
you saw go that around trailer and play. Thing, or the opening thing? Or?
No, just like, but I saw it. I guess I took to it as the video was being, the one I watched the video being explained to me that it was just like, just to play, have fun. You don't have to really do anything, you know.
You have to do a lot.
Well, you have to do, but you don't have to.
You can't play games without doing anything, Ryan. It's you. You have to beat everything.
Progress quest.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't just have
played
fun.
Too many of those games.
So. You can't just play Farmville, man. You gotta.
I didn't look at the achievement list either. I don't know how preposterous that game will get, but.
Meh. I've heard it's not too difficult.
Meh. But so
did you get From Dust?
I played it.
You didn't buy it though?
No.
You gotta buy it to get your crappy free.
Well, you
game.
Told me I could just get the Crimson Alliance.
Yeah.
You
told me. 1 week after, you still can. Yep. It's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. It's
good.
So you're not gonna get From Dust now?
No.
What about Fruit Ninja? You're not gonna get that one either? What happened to you? I don't even know you anymore.
What I told Ryan was if he was gonna buy the other four games, then yes, you should buy Fruit Ninja. That way, Crimson Alliance would just be that much cheaper.
Yeah.
But if you're not gonna buy From Dust, then don't buy Fruit Ninja. And then
no,
just
actually, I'm going to skip From Dusk and get Fruit Ninja.
Just
only,
just
only Fruit Ninja.
Great, just only
next week, man. Great. Okay. Next week, I'll have something to talk about.
Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet doesn't seem like a bad game. I don't know if I really want to play it.
Yeah. For the reason why I have no interest is because if this is the game as what I think it is, like a Metroidvania game, then there are better Metroidvania games out there.
Right.
The thing that
if this is a game with a cool art style,
like in Metroidvania,
cooler art style,
do you get to go all over the screen? Like, isn't it you have gravity in those games, right?
Depending on what weapons and equipment you have,
it depends. Sometimes. If we're talking Symphony of the Night, then no.
Yeah. And
ultimately,
like I said, like depends on if you're a bat or not.
A bat or
mist
or fog,
yeah.
Like a poisonous mist.
Yep.
Or if the castle's upside down or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I've, like in Metroid games or in Castlevania games, like at some point in the game, you might as well be able to fly.
Right.
Like, but I mean, that's the point of those games is like at some point you become like the super awesome powerhouse that can like rip through.
Is not
anything.
Bound by
exactly. This, not bound by the laws
by
of your
world. World.
Just destroy everything. My laser can go through walls.
Yeah. Who knows what's over there, though?
Exactly.
Who knows?
I can get a headshot from over here.
I can double jump and then jump straight into the sky. I can turn into a bat or just a cloud of mist.
What was the other thing?
Why wouldn't you just beat the game if you had a cloud of mist?
Okay.
Huh?
That beats everything.
It's just fans or something in the way.
No, dude. No, basically, no. By the end of Symphony. Have you ever played? You never played Symphony of the Night? You should really get on that. That is a game.
That is a game.
You can get it on Xbox.
Yeah, you
Live,
can. I own it on PlayStation and on.
For it.
Yeah, there are. Yep, there are. And that is it.
It's probably only $5 too.
I don't know.
$5 or $10.
It's an old Nintendo game.
No, it is an old PlayStation game.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's probably $5.
But it's a good game. Yeah, come find me when you start playing that game. I will tell you everything there is to know about that game. Play the game way too many times.
When do you put the sunglasses on?
always is the answer. When do you put the boots of like height expansion on? Never.
You're not supposed to wear
that. No, because okay, so there are certain items in that game that like when you read the description of what their magical property is, you're just like, so you're bullshitting me, right? So there's a pair of boots in Castlevania Symphony of the Night for people that don't know the description of their magical property. They make you taller.
Uh-huh.
You put them on, your character is a pixel taller.
Really?
It's fucking stupid.
That's awesome.
It's
amazing. Why is that stupid?
It's amazing. It's amazing. You find him in the right side up castle behind
pixel.
The waterfall. Yeah.
Pixels?
It's a ruler out, man.
Depends on your TV.
Blew it up, counted them all.
Yeah, dude. I sat there forever just going, is he taller or not? I can't tell if this game's jerking me around or not.
It's funny. I thought it was just like their boots that make you taller because they have a little bit more material on the bottom.
Yeah, it's pretty much, they're just boop. You're slightly taller.
Instead of no shoes, now you have shoes, so you're taller.
No benefit whatsoever. Just the fact that you're slightly taller. But yeah, the Castlevania, like, you get crazy weapons in that game. Like, at some point, once you get over level 60 in that game, like, nothing stands in your way, especially with the right equipment. You get the Chrysogrim is the best sword in the entire game.
Hmm.
You have to farm that thing like crazy.
I thought the one that was like you, it was, oh, whatever. Anyway.
Chrysogrim, you hit the button once, it doesn't stop you from running, and it swings five times.
Sweet.
It just maims things. Just,
do you have a gun that shoots bones?
No. No.
Do you have a scanner?
Do you have?
There is no scanner, no.
Can you?
Which is a bummer.
Is Alucard is just Dracula backwards?
Alucard is just Dracula backwards. Also, if you type in Axe Armor as your name, you become Axe Armor and try to play the game as Axe Armor. Really freaking hard. Axe Armor is just...
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Apparently, I played this game a lot more.
Oh, you did? I've never even finished it.
Oh, whoa, dude.
I got to the biblical reference upside down castle and I was like,
Oh, God. Axe Armor is this blue armor that just...
Suit of armor enemy.
Yeah, it's an enemy.
Throws axes.
It throws axes. When you play as it, all you can do is just swing the axe and you can jump like this high.
How high?
Like just very... Like you can barely make it over a step. Like,
is it even possible to beat that game?
I understand that it is. I have tried my best to get through that thing and it's just like... it just has to be alternate paths that only the Axe Armor can take because... Dude... It'd be so hard. He does like the only
maybe
thing
when that, you get the boots of heightening.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what that's for. But the only thing that makes it conceivable is that the Axe Armor just does absurd amounts of damage. Oh. Like it can't dodge. It can't really do anything. It doesn't move very fast. But when it hits things, it just like is crippling blows. Just destroys things. Like you just roll through things. You gain levels really quickly with that thing.
Oh.
Cool. And then
it's
the
like
other
Spider-Man
part
on Tony Hawk.
Yeah, the other part is playing that.
No, Jango like, Fett, best cheat character ever.
Playing that game through as
it's Tony Hawk 3.
Django, not Boba.
Yeah, it was not Boba because you had the backpack and you had the jetpack, and one of his special moves would be the jetpack thruster. So you would jump and do your trick, and then your trick would be the jetpack thruster. So you go off the pipe, do the thruster, and you could get into parts of the level you normally shouldn't really be able to get to. It was dirty.
Is that just like the Super Mario Brothers thing where you like bust through the ceiling of the game and then run across where the fucking scoreboard is?
Yeah, but I mean, that's not... I mean, everyone knows about it. This is more like, you made a poor character design and now you can just cheese levels really easily.
Or in... Symphony of the Night where you do the fucking Sword Brothers thing and now all of a sudden you're outside the castle and you get 203 point whatever percent.
Nope.
Yeah, so I've done some dumb shit in Symphony of the Night. Like this is back in the day when John had nothing better to do than to just play
one
game.
Sounds like me and Mega Man X. I got everything there ever was in Mega Man X.
Dude, I did that with Mega Man X4. Best Mega Man ever.
No, that's wrong.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Mega Man X is the best Mega Man ever.
Mega Man X4 is the game that made me start to question how you pronounce Colonel.
Why?
Colonel?
Because in that game, they pronounce it Colonel. And I'm like...
That's some Japanese ass shit.
I'm like, wait, they're right. It does look like Colonel. And so now I'm like, there's no R in Colonel. I don't understand anymore.
I don't
get it.
I can't. Come on, let's just play Symphony.
Oh,
upside
man.
Down castle. Dreams of upside down castles.
Broken teeth.
What else have you been playing? What else have you been playing, John?
Oh, that's it. I give up.
Okay. Insanely Twisted Shadow Plant, not your taste?
I might get around to it. It's not my fancy right now. Maybe tonight I'll go play Shadow Complex instead.
Yeah. That game's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. You get a backpack with jet with a jetpack on it.
Sweet.
A backpack with a jetpack?
So you have a backpack already.
The backpack.
Then you get a jetpack on your backpack.
And
then
you put the jetpack in the backpack.
When you're not using it.
Doesn't that burn your jetpack?
No, you take it out of your backpack. Are you crazy?
Is it a front pack or a backpack?
No, it's not a fanny pack jetpack. It's like,
God, that
it's
would a backpack. Just like burn your ball hair off.
You put your backpack, jetpack in your backpack.
Well, what happens to your backpack when you're using your jetpack?
It's under the jetpack. That's just ridiculous. There's not a fucking jetpack in it anymore, taking up all that space. It'd be like putting a jetpack over
your
backpack.
Well, why would you put your jetpack in your backpack if...
Because where else are you going to put it?
Well, just leave it, it just leave it under the... All right. Touche.
You don't want that happening.
Is it, what, you're telling me there's water levels in this game?
There may be.
Why wouldn't you just have
fucking... If there's water levels, you can move both up and down and forward and back. You're not bound by gravity anymore if there's water.
You gotta put the iron boots on to sink.
There's a flashlight. There's a flashlight in it.
Yeah, there is a flashlight in it. It's kind of like the scanning tool, only just with your eyes.
Yeah. Eyes and brain.
Eyes and brain. Just translating things into information. Why wouldn't you just have, like, rocket boots or, like, jet boots instead of a jetpack?
Maybe you do have rocket boots. Dude, where are you going to put your rocket boots?
On your feet.
In your foot? In your, what, your, like, kangaroo shoes?
Them. Yeah, you just wear them.
But the pockets aren't big enough to put them in there. But that's ridiculous.
You're done talking about your absurd bags of holding that can only hold certain things.
I played Mega Man Legends, too.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. What the fuck?
Because I was like, man.
Is this like in homage to Mega Man Legends 3?
Yeah, I was like, I wonder why this is such a big deal.
So wait, did you own this before?
I've owned this for about a year.
Did you never play it?
Nope.
Is this not?
Sweet Griff, this is you and me right here.
Well, I bought it because I was like. Game?
Yeah, absolutely.
It has D's of 3. I got it because it was like super cheap at a pawn store. And it was like $20. And the game is worth like $100.
And you got 20 points of Mega Man points.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bring that over to a Capcom guy and trade
next
all that.
Next time you go to Japan, like, hey, what do I get for this? Here's a stick of gum.
20 Mega Man points. That's a lot of points.
Anyway, I played that, and it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, pretty. I could see why this is.
People would want maybe.
Yeah. Why would
this Mega Man is a digger splash? With a sense of justice and courage.
Yeah, there's some mild racism in it. it's all in good fun, though, I'm guessing.
It was found by a baby by a barrel.
What's that?
He was found as a baby by a barrel.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
And it's pretty standard.
He's a digger.
Yeah. So I played that, and that was pretty cool. I'm not going to bore you on the details of it because
I played the first one when that came out, and then I decided I didn't.
For 64 or for PS?
PS1. Yeah, PS1. Yep.
And then I played, well, before that, I played Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
And
hey,
finished it.
We talked about that a little
and
bit.
And I don't want to play that game anymore.
Cool.
It's cool. The bar section where you're walking around and just like talking to people in the bar is all really cool.
Is that the best part of the game?
It might. It isn't. Like it is the best part with like in regards to the story of the game, like the story of an adult man who's growing out of his like arrested development of just being like hanging out with his bro buddies, not committing to his girlfriend, and like
not committing to his committed relationship.
Yeah, his like 10-year relationship with his high school sweetheart or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The details are a little vague, but it's good. But the way to deal with that is not by having you go into dreams. And have dreams about block puzzles and have block puzzles be metaphors for a man dealing with his problems. Because the block puzzles, they're good. That's the thing. Like, the block puzzle is not a bad part of the game. Like, it's fun. And it's really fun when you figure out that, like, there's not one answer for everything. Like, you can just kind of relax and try different stuff.
How much, like, IQ is it?
What is IQ?
Intelligence Cube.
I never played iCube.
Oh, man.
Qbert?
No.
Oh.
But yes.
I never played iCube.
Let's use Qbert as a better reference here.
Well, it's
Qbert's more about lights, isn't it? Lighting up blocks.
Yeah, moving around blocks in a certain direction. Yeah. This is more like moving blocks to create a pathway up these blocks. So without toppling, well, I don't know, whatever. I don't want to get into the details of how Catherine works because it's not important. Like, it's block puzzles that are open-ended and is actually like a really cool and well-designed like puzzle game. But just the things that blend, they blended the things together incorrectly where you're like, you have this really cool story about this man going through these things and who's just making the worst, most absurd decisions that don't make any sense because it's a JRPG-based game. And then you have the block puzzles, which don't really make sense in the world, but are fun. So it's weird because it's like one side is good, but it doesn't mesh with the other side that's good.
So you're telling me I should buy this game?
Yeah, definitely. It also defaults to easy, so I played it on easy, and I cannot imagine how many years it would take to play that on normal. It's easy, you can hit a button, and you just rewind.
Reset.
Yeah, it says undo, and you just it'll undo one move up to a certain amount. So that's really helpful. And the puzzles do get a lot more challenging, and they get a lot more prevalent as time goes on.
Yeah.
So, like, you'll have to deal with a lot more of them over the space of your sleeping night, your night sleep. But there are multiple endings based on how you act and decisions you make. So that's really interesting. But may as well just watch them on the internets.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really worth replaying it like 5 times to see the other ones.
Cool.
You guys not really interested in Catherine?
From what I've already heard, you tell me about it. It's just like, yeah, I think all the spark of my interest for Catherine is pretty much gone now.
Yeah.
Never really understood what it was to begin with, and it looked interesting, but
it's an odd dating sim.
It is. There is a good chunk of like dating sim, but again, it's like Persona 4, great dating sim.
Right. I still need to play this game.
Whereas you have Catherine, and it's like, no, like you can't, I don't know, it takes the power away from you, where it takes the player agency away, where it's like, well, what if I just don't want to talk to Catherine with C? It's like, well, you're still gonna talk to her, and you're still gonna wake up,
like it or not, you have a drinking problem.
Yeah, you're still gonna wake up with her in the morning, and you're still gonna do these things. And then it's like, but I didn't do that. And like, yes, you did. That's your problem. And you're like, no, it's not. It's not my problem. Like,
you like tequila too much.
You could. The other thing is, like, you could just not drink too at the bar. Like, you could. Here's the thing that frustrates.
Go cold turkey on it.
That really frustrated me about this, and I told you this, John. It's like when you're in the bar, your friends are there, and then there's people, patrons, and then there's other characters kind of mingling around there, and things to do in the bar that you spend time doing. So, when you're in the dream world, you meet these people too, and you learn more about them, and you're encouraged to meet them outside of the dream world to talk to them, to keep them alive, and learn more about them. So, the more you talk to them, the more time that passes in the bar. So, once the bar gets to like close time, everybody is out. So, you have to talk to everybody to get to the end of the bar. However, when the bar closes, then Catherine with a C walks in. So it's like, what do? Do you just like negate part of the story to like the, do you cut
the game wants you to be a lecherous fucking
yeah
cheat.
Like it takes that away from you. It's like, well, what if I just want to talk to these people and not talk to Catherine? Like, you don't have a choice.
There is no, hey, I have a girlfriend,
the
leave
game
me
is
alone
called
button.
Catherine.
That's true.
Right, but there are two Catherines.
Yeah, there are two Catherines. But yeah, the game is called Catherine with a C, but the way that you could address this is you could be like, no, I am actively choosing everything in my power to not cheat on Catherine with a K. But you still do. And it's like, what did I do? Okay. Also, oh, that's the other thing.
She must be really good in this act.
The audio mixing is terrible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, the anime cutscenes are really loud. The
perfect.
The bar, like, when you're in... when it's in the... in-game stuff. It's in the in-game engine, but doing like cutscenes, the volume is really low. And then when you're in like the bar and then the level, it's like a medium level. So you just, I was constantly sitting there. Constantly
had the remote next to you just going, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Right, yeah. So frustrating. Like, can't you standardize that? What the crap?
No. It's all that, it's all that translating it for American audiences.
Yeah. It's also really weird because they use the same voice actors they did in Persona 4. So it's like, okay.
So you're just hearing the same people like, that you heard.
This is Evil Teddy now.
Nice.
Yeah, that's weird. Same people, just different roles. And then the same person doing different roles, like multiple roles with different inflections.
Nice.
Like, okay, yeah. Uh-huh. It's just...
Did they get Nolan North?
They didn't get Nolan North. He wasn't in Persona 4. But they, I don't know, some of the very memorable characters with very memorable voices of Persona 4 are like very prominent characters in this that are 180s of their characters. So you're like, eh.
Is Vince one of those people? Vincent?
I don't recognize his voice, but everybody kind of does have this very recognizable. Like,
sure.
You were in this game. Like, yeah. Maybe Vincent was the father.
Sure.
What's his name? I don't remember.
God, try playing this game with anime voice actors. Well, it's essentially the same thing, but there's so many people. Like, freaking... Steve Bloom shows up in so many animes that you don't notice that he shows up into, and now he's doing it with video games. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. Steve Bloom is in a lot of animes. Here's a solution. Just watch them in Japanese. They're much better that way.
That's probably fair. Uh-huh. Or Faye Valentine, her voice is in tons of stuff.
Who plays her voice?
I don't remember.
Oh, whatever. That's all the games I played. Let's talk about other stuff.
Cool.
Like news.
News!
So this weekend, EVO happened.
Did anything happen at
Capcom EVO tournament? I don't know. News-wise, not really, but I guess the biggest thing was Daigo lost.
Daigo got his ass whooped.
Daigo got his ass whooped early in Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Yep.
Who did he play?
He played, what was his name? Futo? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Who were the characters?
Oh, who did he play as? Yes. I don't know.
Both questions are
I don't questions know who he was playing as. Because I didn't watch it. I fell asleep by that point. But
was he just have an off day? Was he on his period?
He did say when he came into California that he was feeling very sick.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay, Latif beat Daigo. And then, Fudo beat Latif.
It wasn't like...
For first place.
Was it? It wasn't like Red Robin, or was it like...
Who?
Like,
Red Robin.
How do the determinants go? Like, it's like one. Oh, there's one a winner
and loser.
Out.
There's a winner and loser bracket.
Okay.
So
yeah. You had like two lives.
Well, I mean, I don't know how the loser bracket works. If you can then play your way into the finals, but I don't think so. I did watch, however, some of the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 thing, and
how exciting.
Justin Wong, who is like the favorite there, lost to who was it? It was Viscount. Is that right? Is that
the Viscount?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds, or Viscount, or however you want to pronounce that. Okay, so Balrog.
Star Wars.
Balrog beat Justin Wong.
Nice.
So yeah, watching Marvel vs. Capcom 3 tournament
good
play.
People.
Yeah, that's some, like crazy,
some crazy.
That's
nonsense.
Some weird stuff. Like even Seth Killian was commenting the whole thing, and like, you know, Justin Wong was doing these moves, and he's like, "Oh my god, that's some like I've never seen that before." Like, okay, he just created a new combo right there. That's absurd. And then there's things happening in the matches where something should have hit or some block should have blocked or something like that, and the guys are like, "That just must be part of the magic of the system," because. Don't really know how this character like vibrated through this attack or something like that. So just really weird things like that going on in Marvel, which makes it more exciting. Really,
yeah,
I don't like understand
people
that.
Doing shit that they should be able to do.
More like you expect this result, and then for some reason something really weird happens because you're tweaking the situation slightly. Mortal Kombat was played there. So I don't know. I can't imagine Mortal Kombat competitive play seems very fun. Dude won using Kung Lao, who is supposed to be the cheapest, right?
Yep.
Kung Lao's a beast.
There's Tekken 6.
They were all Kung Lao?
Dude, yeah.
No, they weren't all Kung Lao. Second place was Melina, Cyrax. Third was Johnny Cage and Raiden. So a lot of diversity. Street Fighter 4 was Fei Long, Sea Viper, and Seth, interestingly. So,
weird.
So no, none of the new characters, none of the Oni or Evil Ryu or
isn't Yuen Seth like ultimate badass though?
Not in single.
Yeah, not when you're
not in versus
not
play.
Not in versus play.
In the game, he's made incredibly like buffed out cheap.
Yeah,
but in for just like single or for competitive play, no, he's
his moves are actually kind of weak. Like
he has just very low output and he has very high damage, but he has just such a huge diversity of moves.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how people could be good with him, but I just don't. Yeah.
Evo, I just wanted to talk about this here quickly too. I liked reading the Xbox Live activity when Microsoft posts this stuff. What was the most played game in July?
Black Ops. Then Modern Warfare 2?
Yep, Modern Warfare 2. And then Halo Reach.
Nice.
Isn't that not...
And then FIFA Soccer, really?
Dude,
FIFA Soccer,
the world
is
loves
the most,
soccer.
Is the most successful sports game
that EA has, yeah.
It beats Madden.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because only in America do people care about Madden.
Yeah, exactly, because soccer is the world sport.
Mm-hmm.
Although top arcade titles, you got Bastion, so number one. I'm happy about that one.
What else is on the top arcade?
Deadliest Warrior. Not much. That's really not where
before. Deadliest Warrior.
Pinball FX 2. Look at that.
Yep.
Pinball FX.
Like, I'm right, super excited about that. It's on there.
Uno's up there too, man.
Yeah. Is Hexic on there too?
I don't see it.
The free.
How is Game Room still 14?
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah, you don't actually have to pay anything. You'll just people stand. See it and they're like, oh, it's free. Okay, I'll play
just
that.
Stand in there.
Last big thing I have to talk about is Nintendo's 3DS price drop.
Already.
Boom. $80 price drop, what? Reducing the system price to $179 or $169. So
I'm waiting until it's 100.
Now
I might go buy that next week. We'll see how my week goes.
Supposedly they're no longer making profit on hardware when they reduce it to this price.
Or sales just not good for it? Is that why it's so...
Yeah, sales have been extraordinarily low. The Nintendo stock has fallen massively, such that I don't know the dude's name who owns, like, the head... The dude who, like, is the master... Not the mastermind of the corporate side of Nintendo.
Yeah,
Whoever it is lost, like, something like $30 million in one day due to that stock drop.
What the hell is his name?
What?
Yeah. Just his stock, like if he were to cash the stock out, he would be $30 million
short.
Yeah,
he's worth $30 million less.
Wish he would have cashed out one day sooner.
That's right. Well, the man probably has
the dude's still
billions and billions of dollars, so this is like, oh, bummer.
Yeah.
One of my grandkids now can't go to college.
Can't own their own third world country.
Yeah.
The price drop, though. Oh, and the other thing, was it Satoru Iwata has slashed his own salary in half.
Who is that?
He's one of the head executives of Nintendo.
Really?
So in like his very Japanese way of self, like definitely.
What is that called?
Seppuku. Like ritual suicide. He has cut his own salary in half to like
ritual
apologize.
Suicide?
Yeah, you know, like when the Japanese like disgrace themselves, they.
Killed
themselves by stabbing themselves in the stomach.
Oh,
so he has slashed his salary.
He slashed his salary in the stomach.
Yeah, kind of crazy though.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, nobody in an American company would ever do
that. No, they'd just be like, they would just start blaming.
They would just
other
bail
people.
Out, right?
Yeah, they'd
be like, I'm out here.
Well, fuck this.
Yeah, let this company dwindle and die. And
well, there's a football player that just, he's the best football player that just took a lower contract. He was making $23 million a year,
mm-hmm.
and he said, okay, I'll take $18 million a year.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's admirable. Just because of the lockout situation stuff?
Well, just
because
he wanted other people on his team. He was making this much money, taking up all the team's money. He wanted better teammates. So.
I just really feel like if I am making more than $1 million a year, after that, it's just laughable.
Yeah, really, but then once you get a taste for it, man.
Yeah,
you get a taste for it. And you're like,
it's like, I need it.
You buy something.
How can I turn this 1 million into 4 million? Mm-hmm. How can I turn that 4 million into 16 million?
Right.
And you extrapolate.
Make that one absurd purchase where you're like, I'm gonna buy
100,000.
A roller coaster.
I'm gonna buy a yacht that has another yacht inside of it.
You start out with like buying a $100,000 car,
right?
And then it turns into buying like a $500,000 house,
yeah.
And then it turns into like, well, shit.
Yeah, I don't have much left. I'm actually out. Like that.
That would be 300,000 left.
I mean, half of that would be taxed anyway.
Right.
So you're already down to half.
Right.
Anyway,
exactly. So then
your $1 million contract is more like a $700,000 contract.
Yeah.
Well,
at any rate, this is
in the Obama plan. This is a lot more.
This is
in the Obama plan. He taxes all the riches.
Not. I thought it was still the same as it was like 5 years ago.
Is it?
Or has there been changes?
I thought there had been changes.
I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully.
I don't know. I don't make millions.
Yeah.
At any rate, that's the point we're getting to, where it's just like, yeah, I've got all this money. Let's blow it on some expensive things. And then it turns into, well, now I should be getting paid three times the amount so that I can make up for my expensive living.
How am I supposed to own a football team if I can't even get paid?
Exactly. How the fuck am I supposed to wear a brand new pair of socks every day if I'm not making $5 million a year?
How am I supposed to start up my own video game studio?
Exactly.
And work on a mysterious game?
How are we going to make dinosaur spores without $6 million a year?
The exact same thing Kurt Schilling said is, how am I supposed to make dino spores if I'm not making 18 plus million years?
Exactly.
How much do you think he actually slashed his salary by?
Who?
Well, like, it's by half, but how much is he still making?
Are you talking about Iwata?
Yeah.
Supposedly he made $600,000 a year, and now he's down to three. For a CEO of an executive of a major company, you'd think they'd be making a little more.
Yeah, yeah, kinda. Especially right. like
how much does Bill Gates make? Probably more than $600,000 a year.
Right? Absolutely, but I'm his company sure is also the largest.
Yeah, true.
He invented company.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like the largest electronics industry.
But he sold it. He doesn't get any of it now, right? What
does Steve Jobs make then? Is that better? That's more on par with Nintendo.
Probably.
Microsoft?
I don't know.
No, Jobs. As in Apple.
Macintosh. Right.
Or that's what I meant, yes.
Yeah, no. No idea.
Don't know either.
No idea.
Anyway, so the
lots of money though, I'm sure.
Is less expensive. And that's basically the point. They've said this like weird like I'm sorry speech where they're like, we messed this up. We didn't know that you guys weren't going to buy it. Sorry we didn't have games out. So now those of you...
Sorry we didn't have games out.
Yeah,
right. Like it wouldn't, like the price of the system wouldn't have been so bad if it would have been like, well, here's all those games we said that would come out.
Or like, wouldn't it have been less bad if there was the eShop on day one?
Yeah.
Or wouldn't it have been a lot less bad if... like, it shipped with these crappy 3D updates and things. So it's like, hey, day one, Star Fox and Zelda. Mm-hmm. Like, couldn't... Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey,
that would be system sellers.
How excited are you for the re-release of Majora's Mask 3D?
You confirm it for me and I'll be excited. It doesn't exist yet.
Confirmed.
It was only just
being... Well, they've always done so good with handhelds, so why was this so different?
Because handheld market is completely different now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've got iPhones. Smartphones are the... what people would prefer to have on them than carrying a handheld video game device.
Yeah.
So...
especially at that price.
Yeah, but still, for kids, they're not getting smartphones.
I beg to differ. You give... What's an iPod?
Dude, yeah, let's go to the Jordan Creek Town Center on a Saturday and see how many of those kids are toting around smartphones.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not going to say it's going to be a lot, but it's going to be more. It's going to be 100 times more.
Also, if you get a cheaper iPod, it'll be less than a 3DS.
Exactly.
So
yeah, get an iPod Touch or hell, even an iPhone.
Yeah.
I spent $200 on my iPhone. I was going to spend $250.
Still cheaper, yeah.
A 3DS, just because it lets me see into the third dimension,
which is not well, which is cool and it totally does, but it doesn't really do well. So anyway, so this price drop for those people who already own this device. They've kind of had this like make good program called Nintendo Ambassadors, Nintendo 3DS Ambassadors. People who have it, you just need to log into the eShop sometime before August 12th when the price drop happens, and then you'll have access to 20 free games.
Nice.
How many of them do you get?
20.
Really?
You get all of them for free.
Which are the which games?
Let me see if I have the list here, but they've only released 10 of them.
Are they like full games?
They're downloadable games. So you've got like
Zelda Ocarina of Time?
No, because
that's not a download.
Let me see. Okay, so we've got...
Could be.
You got 10 NES Virtual Console games.
Dig Dug.
Super Mario Bros.
Just old games.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, that would be what Virtual Console stuff is. Donkey Kong Jr., Balloon Fight, Ice Climbers.
Donkey Kong Jr.
The Legend of Zelda. And then you get 10 Game Boy Advance Virtual Console games, which actually sounds awesome. Metroid. Like Super Mario Advance 3, which is Yoshi's Island. You get Mario Kart, Super Circuit, Metroid Fusion, WarioWare Inc., Mega Micro Games, and Mario vs. Donkey Kong. So those are just half of the list so far. And the other thing they said is those 10 games that are come out for the GBA will not be available to download by anybody else. Only ambassadors will have those games. You can't even pay for it.
How do you feel that you're going to be an ambassador?
Let me tell you, don't
do they send get a you a special DS. Patch?
Wait for it to be $169. It's not worth it.
Does this make up for your $80 commitment?
Definitely.
Sweet.
So it's much so. It's going to be
pretty
cool
on a rainy day when you have 80 or 20 games just sitting there.
How many of them are you going to download, Griff?
I'll download all of them, but the thing is... Sweet.
And they're free.
So I feel like Nintendo did just such brilliance in doing this because... They know they're going to appeal to a certain set of the market that's going to be like, I want free things that nobody else can have because I love video games and I like to hold them over people. And I'm an ambassador and I'm a big Nintendo fanboy. So, like, that sounds awesome.
I want my Gold Star patch.
So they will get that thing at $250. You get a week to go out and buy it and get all your free crap. And then, you know, then they can just be like, ha, 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 I have what you don't have sort of thing to the people that have
I'm going
to
do it, man.
But really...
Really,
I'm the loser. So if somebody wants to trade me an ambassador, dude, that'd be awesome. Like, what's the eBay market gonna be like?
Oh wow, yeah.
Ambassador 3DS.
Hey Griff,
$500.
Hey Griff,
you can't get these games.
Griff, how much do you want?
There's
no
value on them.
How much do you want for your 3DS?
I want, let's say, $250.
And then you just go right back out and buy another one tomorrow.
Yeah,
great.
Just go back. We got on the 12th. Just go get one. Yeah. So that's
plus a brand new 3DS or two brand new 3DS games.
Why did I get
$80 extra dollars?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Well, what would I be getting? Right. What would I buy?
Star Fox 64 3D.
Yeah, great.
It's not out yet.
You could get Street Fighter again.
Or I could take that $80 and just invest it in. Getting an old N64.
Or you could just go put down a payment for fucking the Vita.
You could probably just get a Nintendo 64.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how expensive they are around here for some reason.
Yeah.
People tend to price those up due to the fond memories they have with them.
Yeah, Yoka's 64s are awesome.
Yeah. That is pretty high up in my old things to get list. I wish I still had my one from college.
Why would you get rid of it, man?
Selling things out. Yeah, it was bad. It was good. It was a good.
What else you got, Griff?
For news?
Yeah.
I think that's it that I have for stuff I wanted to talk about. There's the, I mean, you've got other news and they overlap with mine. I'm sure you have more details. I never read the whole Sucker Punch merger. Or Sucker Punch acquisition.
I read it a little bit, but basically Sony Computer Entertainment is buying up Sucker Punch so that they don't have another Insomnia issue on their hands where they start
Insomniac issue?
That was Insomniac.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I have Insomnia. Insomniac going going out and making their own like games for just whoever they want to now. We still have no idea what that game is going to be, right?
Or like a Bungie
issue. Yeah, a Bungie issue. So now Sony owns Sucker Punch, and Sucker Punch will continue to just make games exclusively for Sony. Which is...
So more Sly and more Infamous.
More Sly and more Infamous, yep.
And
then the Sly cross Socom, Infamous.
Right?
Yeah.
Weren't they doing something? Is that Sucker Punch?
No.
They don't do one of those like... Socom games?
No.
Socoms.
I don't believe so.
Socoms?
I don't believe so. I love
Socoms.
Socoms and Lime.
I know Insomniac did Warhawk, didn't they?
Maybe.
I think they did Warhawk.
Well, good. Good for them. Way to buy them up and be secure now. Gut that place or something like that. That'd be awful.
Right.
What's on that cover right there?
Oh, what's on this cover? Yeah. John, why don't you blow my mind again?
So, cover for new Game Informer is Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2!
Oh!
Oh my god.
has Gatling gun arms?
No, he's actually holding them.
Yeah, he's holding them, man.
Oh, well, it'd be way cooler if he had Gatling gun arms.
No, I don't want arms, because then you have to get new arms. How do you take off your Gatling gun arms if they've just Gatling
You put
guns?
Them into a machine. You just put your arms into a wall or something.
That's kind of cool.
Just like you did in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, but what if I want to switch them on the fly and I don't have a wall nearby?
Maybe they're not a wall.
The
arms just go into your backpack, and then
this isn't fucking Lara Croft.
No, like this. You go around behind the back.
Oh, behind the back.
Yep.
Just like putting your arms at like parade rest. Just insert them back.
You would just do the arms crossed Android 16 thing where you pop them off and then just connect them to whatever.
Exactly, just like that.
Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Great, better game.
Done. You just carry a giant case around with you at all times.
That's a backpack.
No.
Put it down.
Like, huge, huge case.
Oh,
like Trigun, like, okay. Giant cross-sized case.
Massive size thing that you can just modify on the
like
fly.
Like that.
Like, so, is that a berserker on the cover there?
I don't know, whatever
that
it is.
That is like a dwarf-looking dude.
Oh, no, he's talking about the guy that's underneath him that was on the front cover of the first one.
No, I'm talking about the main guy.
Oh, you're talking about... I don't know. Who knows, man? Who knows if it's going to be the same dwarf. Classes?
The dwarf class? I feel like he wouldn't do as well as the other four classes.
You don't know that? Look at him. He's fucking dual-wielding Gatling guns.
Also, again, you don't know common physiological traits are for people on this world. Exactly. They're not humans. That could be normal size.
This is Pandora 2.
This is every video game that's come out after Gears of War 2. Where now it's just like, maybe that's how they measure things. In shit tons.
Shit tons.
You don't know.
Yep.
You don't know.
Yep. Hey, Griff, how concerned were you about True Crime Hong Kong?
Zero to none.
Okay, well, in case you were really
worried. Let me rephrase that. Wait, what?
Wait, what? Exactly. So there was a game like 2 years ago.
Called... Oh, you mean that trailer from E3 of like 2 years ago?
Yeah, of like a Dan Wu looking guy jumping over like some boxes and
Dan
stuff.
Dan Wu.
I'm sorry.
Is that racist?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Dan Wu.
So anyway.
John Smith looking guy working at a bank.
Some saltine looking MRFer. But no, like Chinese cop dude, which isn't even, anyway. You know, jumping over boxes, whip kicking dudes in heads. Sound familiar?
Yes.
Vaguely.
Yeah. You mean Asian Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, Asian Grand Theft Auto. Well, Square Enix decided that looked like such a good property. That
Grand Theft Rickshaw.
They're going to pick it up and run with it.
Yeah.
Square Enix is gonna make True Crime Hong Kong happen.
Uh huh. From what I've heard, though, that.
For all the fans.
From what I've heard about this game, though, one, it was almost already done.
Yeah.
Activision kicked it out the door because they said it was, we don't need to finish it because it's not going to sell.
It is not a quality product.
That's basically what, they said it's not going to be a blowout of a game. Like, we're not going to have the returns on it we want. The other thing is Square Enix purchased the game True Crime Hong Kong, but they did not purchase the intellectual property True Crime Hong Kong. So it will go by a different name. That game will be Square Enix's
Hong Kong.
It'll be it'll be
Kong.
Final Kong.
It'd be funny if it transferred just
Final Kong.
It just translated to Kong.
Kong Fantasy.
thinking there's a giant gorilla.
Yeah. Dragon Quest
Kong.
Yeah, Dragon Quest Hong Kong. True Crime Dragons. True Crime Quest. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I've heard.
Meh.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll use it.
Still the same development guys.
Maybe they'll just make it Final Fantasy 13.
Sure. Exactly. They'll just gloss
it. We got it now.
Done. It's set in modern day China.
Just make everything more bright and cleaner.
Also, is it
future-y font?
Is it funny to you that
give people more zippers and it's fine?
The development company out of Japan is picking up a Chinese game, like a game that is based around China. That seems slightly odd to you at all?
No.
Okay.
Video games. I think it seems right.
It just seems funny to me.
Okay.
Slightly. Not really? In a very huge way, just slightly funny. Anyway, the only other thing I had was that, yo, Ryan, tomorrow.
Pinball FX?
No. No. Tomorrow.
Borderlands 2, Ryan.
Final.
I know, right?
It's happening.
I'll be there.
I'll be on the Borderlands.
Uh-huh. You guys are so weird.
You're so good. You're weird. How do you not like it?
Did you ever play
it? I did play it, and I was thoroughly uninterested in that game.
You should get it for 360 this time.
I did? No, I
can't do that.
Yes, you should.
I can't.
What if they have transfer over things? Like, what if all his loot gets to translate into, like...
What if I get to keep my level?
I will give you so much loot.
What if I get to keep my level, though?
Or at least it gets, like, translated over into, like, bucks or something.
What if I get to get an email from the Rachni Queen about how she's happy to hear that I'm doing well in Borderlands 2? And I don't get that unless I'm playing it with my old save file. Oh, I'd be missing out on content. You know what else might be really great? If it locks up a lot and has a lot of download issue problems.
Yeah.
Also, server crashing.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get it on
360. That never happened with me.
No, I know it didn't. That's because there was this weird time when it just everything crashed for Borderlands.
I didn't read too much.
When it deleted all of my trophies. Oh, it was for just the PlayStation,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get it for the 360.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
It's still going to be Gearbox, yeah?
Yeah, Gearbox is working on it.
Like
that was their if you went onto Gearbox's website and looked on their current projects, there was a project that said it had like a weird yellow box and with like a gear in it, and it's like work in progress. And it was like, oh yeah, that has to be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
There
was like some weird form post too by like an admin that was like, you know, people were like, when's Gearbox or Borderlands 2 coming? And they're like, I don't know. And then they post a picture of like the working project thing.
No idea. Click.
Yeah. Basically, it was like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But so tomorrow, if you really feel the need, Final Fantasy Tactics is coming to iPhone. And then, like, another month or so, it'll be coming to iPad, but it's on an iPad, so.
I never played Tactics.
Yeah, I played Tactics, like, 3 times, and I hated it every single
really
time.
Good. It's really
so
good.
I don't know if I want to spend $15 on a game.
I doubt I'll be able to get it, actually.
Because you have an iPhone 3, right?
Yeah, every game I try to download nowadays is like, you need the 4.0 setup update.
Well, it's the article I read says it'll be available for iPhone 3G, but it...
You have to have the update.
Well...
You probably have to update your
phone. The thing they said...
The update screws up your phone.
Why?
It makes your phone slower and like just everyone I've heard that has the 3G and got the update, they're like, just don't do it. Don't do it, man.
Then don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't get the game. Like, don't play Final Fantasy Tactics on your phone.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll wait until September when I get the 5.
You have a PSP. You can borrow my copy of Final Fantasy Tactics and play it in a bad way, but it's playable.
In a good bad way.
No, it's not. Like, it's messed up. It's messed up. Like, they messed it up with the sound and the speed and everything.
Mm, awesome.
The loading's probably 5 times longer than it should be.
It's about the same.
I don't remember the loading in Tactics being that terrible. Is it terrible?
Yeah, awesome. It's bad. The PSP version, like, it's messed up.
I just remember, part of my issue just with Tactics was, in general, was just that it... Like, everything you did needed so much, like, reconfirmation.
Yeah,
like,
no, your issues for it is nonsense, where you're like, I don't want to button through yeses.
Yeah, I just don't like
just do it.
I just don't like
just
it.
Just do it.
I don't like it.
If you had played it before you played Disgaea, you would have liked it.
Maybe.
I still haven't played Disgaea.
That's what's ruined me. That's what you should be playing right now. Disgaea 1. I have a copy of Disgaea 1. You should be playing that.
You guys should play Pinball Effects.
Dude.
Maybe. It's getting to a point where I don't have much to do for about a week.
Do you want
to
play a game that has a horse wiener in it that gives you more powerful stats?
Actually, no.
Are you trying to sell me on it?
Gosh, the game is so good. I don't understand why you don't like it.
I already play with one of those nightly, so.
You know, man, awesome.
Nice.
God, that game is so good.
So good. It's not that great.
I think it's amazing.
Everybody
should be playing Disgaea at least for 100 hours.
If you do want to play that game, the Final Fantasy Tactics, you can borrow it from me. It's really good.
I might.
It's like actually a good game. You have a PSP, so you can play on that.
I might. I'm going to hurt myself with this insanity mode of Mass Effect for a while.
Great.
Oh, man, you're crazy.
That seems like
you're insane. Oh, that's so insane. That's so Ryan.
It is so Ryan. No, God, Griffin, it just seems like every single person that we replace, like, because before we had Matt.
Oh, the third chair of Doom, you're talking?
The third chair, where it's always just like people that like to hurt themselves by achievement hunting.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mind achievement hunting, but...
I don't mind achievement hunting if it's within reason. You sit there and you tell me that I have to see every ending in Heavy Rain. You are a crazy person.
Well, I got every achievement in the first Mass Effect, and this is the only achievement in this Mass Effect I don't have.
Yeah, right. It's nagging at me too, where the only one I don't have is... Yeah. The insanity one.
And it's fucking... And I'm an adept, and I don't think that's the best class to go to.
No, I feel like you want to do something that's sniper. Like more sniper, soldier.
Well, that's adept. Sniper.
No. No, you want to be like the infiltrator.
Yeah, infiltrator. Yeah. Where you that's what I played last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, being an infiltrator, dude. Especially every time you pull... Like, every time
I do hear it sight is in. Impossible to do it as a Vanguard.
Really?
Oh, wow, yeah. Really?
What about adept? Do you hear about that?
No. Probably.
Did you ever
probably
play
the same thing?
I imagine it's just how patient are you? How willing are you to just run away, hide, cover, revive?
But the thing
team?
Is, sometimes you can't run away because of these mechs, just freaking the big armored assault mechs.
Oh, yeah.
You run out of cover. You can't run back far enough.
Huh.
It's like, I'm patient enough. That's not the point. It's the fact that you run out of cover and you can't do anything about it.
Can you re-choose your class at the beginning of it?
Yeah, but I'm already like 10 hours into it now.
No. Oh.
But I feel like I should probably stop and reload.
Yeah.
You
can also change your... Can you change your class any other time?
No.
I don't think so.
Because you get an option with Lair of the Shadow Broker to do some different things that you were no longer able to do.
Yeah, you can go in and completely respec your...
You can respec your team. You can respec anybody on your team.
In the Shadow Broker?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So if you gave somebody the wrong points and you want to change it, you can do that
for I've done that.
What's that?
I feel like I've done that.
You can't, unless you have Shadow Broker.
No, I have Shadow Broker.
And
now.
You do it
I
in the Shadow Broker room.
Yeah, you have to go to the Shadow Broker place.
Can you go back to the Shadow Broker, or is it just like you're here and...
It's like it becomes like a hub at some point.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure I'll... Yeah. I downloaded it.
I just don't know if there's a way that you can then change your... Maybe you can't change your class after you do it right in the beginning. It's like, hey, did you play as this in the game before?
I always stuck with the class I chose because I felt confident about my abilities as that class.
Nah. I switched to Soldier.
Soldiers,
the first time
class.
I beat Mass Effect 1, I was a soldier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went back through on Adept on the hard mode. It was 10 times easier.
Really?
Really?
This
in
way,
one?
In one, yeah.
As an Adept?
Yes. It was so much easier.
Pistol Man and Powers?
Yep.
Huh.
Weird.
It was so much easier, but Mass Effect 2 switched the game up, and now it's 10 times harder to be an Adept than it was a soldier.
I imagine that's true. It's a lot more
Don't you have that like ability to like... boomerang your mental blast powers around?
Nope.
You when you do like kinetic blast thing, like you just
they don't have that
sling
power.
In two?
No.
The thing they have like videos of over and over again, they're like, this is the add-up special power.
Where they can throw, pull, they have a singularity thing where it pulls everything into them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you play it on Insanity, everyone has shields, everyone has armor, and none of those things affect anything until you get all their armor and all their shield gone. Huh. None of the powers, it kind of hurts.
You need to be throwing people off ledges.
Exactly. I thought, so when I was watching videos, like, these adept special power was like, you have this, like, kinetic thing that you throw, and it can, like, zoom around corners and go into cover.
Yeah, it does that. Okay. If you aim up and like the main one is warp, and that's one that hurts everything because it warps the shield, it warps the armor, it warps the barrier, whatever. Uh-huh. But it only does it so much, even if you haven't maxed out. And then if your other main powers are like Jedi powers, like force pull or force
push. No, I know what they are, but I thought you could just bounce people around that way.
Yeah, and you can get through most of the levels with that, but then you get to the near end of every level where there's one or two mechs that just keep coming after you, and you're screwed.
Huh.
So it's really annoying, but I'm going to try it and hurt myself longer. If I'm not here next week, you know what I'm doing.
Cutting myself. Or playing Fruit Ninja.
Or both.
Cutting myself while playing Fruit Ninja because I want to play it more lifelike.
Yeah. Hold out the sword.
I'm actually holding out.
Let's go play Fruit Ninja right now. There's some watermelons in the fridge.
Do you have a Hayabusa sword or anything?
Yeah. I got a Hayabusa sword, bro. Yeah. Fix it up. Keep it in my trunk.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Sweet.
In case any ninjas.
Yeah. I keep my 9 in my trunk.
Oh, anyway, you should keep that under the seat, man.
Is that the sequel to Fruit Ninja, Fruit Gangsta? Bang, bang.
Shoot all this motherfucking fuck that fruit. Fuck you, watermelon.
It looks like this on the Kinect. You just open hand, closed hand.
Oh, so like Ghost Recon.
Pop, 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 pop.
Do you have to assume the Ghost Recon pose of the squat? Yeah,
squat slightly. Fist forward, hand back. Riding the horse
while squatting.
Yep.
What is that doing?
Yep.
What
are you doing? John's shooting bullets right now.
Did you not see that? It was the gunsmith for the gunsmith for Ubisoft's conference at
Tom Clancy's.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier. The gunsmith for Kinect, where you could like assemble your gun and do all that crazy stuff. But so when you wanted to test the gun, like
how do you shoot the gun?
Well, you put your fist out to show where you want to aim, and the Kinect looks at your hand. If it's open, it fires. If it's closed, it doesn't fire. So you're just going pop, 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 pop.
So you're going
pop, 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 pop. Yes. So it looks bad. It looks awkward.
Yeah. You wouldn't want somebody seeing you do this.
Yeah. You lock the doors when you play this game.
Draw the curtains. You're not. Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially
you guys want to come over and play Ghost Recon on my Kinect?
Only naked.
Only. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll be right over. Let me go grab the Crisco. This is a fun evening.
Sorry, I'm too busy doing Fruit Ninja in real life. With my Hayabusa sword.
Dang it. You know what Fruit Ninja would be better at? Is freaking Metal Gear Solid Rising. There's my Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, I guess what's not ever coming out ever again.
No, it's not.
Okay, I think we'll call it here and not check emails because I checked them yesterday. Nothing yet.
No.
Anyway, thanks for listening to BossBarrelRadio.com or BossBarrel.com, BossBarrel Radio. BBR at BossBarrel.com is the email address if you want to get a hold of us. We'll see you next week. And Ryan, you want to talk about bosses or something?
Oh, yeah. Boss Barrel Radio.